It is Sunday morning, April 6th. The following Sunday, April 13th, is Palm Sunday. And then following that, April 20th, is Easter Sunday. So we are pursuing our series on the way to the cross. And the text this morning is John chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. If you have your Bible ready, please turn to John 10, verses 14 through 18. Let's bow for prayer. Our gracious Lord God Almighty, we do bow in prayer. We bow in humble worship to acknowledge your authority, to recognize your superiority, and to express our need for your grace and mercy. Our prayer this morning is that you will take the truth of Scripture, take it off the page of the Bible and put it into our hearts, that it may bear fruit forever to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Would you please follow now as I read from John chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. John 10, 14 through 18. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Now there are many texts about the cross. There are many statements about his death, the crucifixion, the sacrifice. There is none that is more clear, more concise, and more direct than what we have read this morning in verse 15. Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. That's the cross. That is Calvary. That is the crucifixion. That is the cross. That is his death. I lay down my life for the sheep. We'll consider that text this morning, but I also want to quote from 1 John 3:16. When John wrote his first epistle, he included this statement. He laid down his life for us. It couldn't be said more clear, more simply, more directly, more concisely than this. He laid down his life for us. And here in the gospel, John expresses it this way from the words of Jesus. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, in order to get at this text, let's ask the question. What do we learn about the death of Christ from this text? And first of all, we note, or we learn, that his death was voluntary. When he uses the term laid down, and when John uses that term in the epistle, it means his death. I lay down my life in death for the sheep. And when we consider his arrest in the garden, that was voluntary. The soldiers could not take him. When he stepped out in front of them, they fell down for fear. Surely he could have escaped at that moment, but he voluntarily gave himself for the arrest. When it comes to the trial, he did not defend himself. He simply endured that trial voluntarily. He then, in a voluntary way, went to the cross, and there he was crucified. Now, for the remission and forgiveness of sin, since humans sinned, a human must voluntarily make the sacrifice that would pay the debt for sin. And so here we have Jesus, the human, Jesus Christ, the God-human, voluntarily giving himself in death. His death was voluntary. That's what we learn. In Matthew 27:50, we learn that he said these words on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." It is finished. He gave his life. And here he says, "I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority or power to lay it down, and I have power or authority to take it again." We learn from this text that the death of our Lord Jesus Christ was voluntary. He gave himself on purpose for his sheep, for us who are God's people. He did that. The Father sent his Son to die. The Son came to die, and he fulfilled his mission here willingly, voluntarily for us. Secondly, we learn from this text that his death was by his own sovereign power, by his own authority. Now, we often ask, who is responsible for the death of Christ? And we could say the Jews. We could say the Romans. We could say you and me because of our sin. All of this is partially true. But it's more accurate and correct to say it was God the Father. God the Father put his Son on the cross. And the Son was given authority and power on his own to lay down his life. And he was given authority and power to take it again. So we learn from this text that his death was voluntary, and we learn that it was by his own sovereign power. The crucifixion did not take his life. He did not die of thirst. He did not die of physical wounds. When the predestined moment came, he laid down his life voluntarily in sovereign power. Now, thirdly, we learn that his death was for us. That is, for his sheep, stated here in John 10. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And my sheep knows me. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, the theological discussion through the years has been this question. What is the purpose of the cross? For whom was the death of Christ intended? What did God intend to accomplish through the death of Christ on the cross? Now, we have many scriptures that indicate it was for a definite people called his sheep, his elect. It was not with a universal purpose that God was intending or trying to save everyone who had ever lived. But it had a specific divine and purpose. It was for those whom God had chosen, those who are God's people, those who are the sheep of Christ. If you are a believer this morning and you call yourself Christian, his death was for you. His death was for us personally. It was for me. It was for us. And we ask, why did he do this for us? One reason was because our sin was so wicked. If there could have been some other way to bring about the forgiveness of sin, God would have designed it. Our sin was so wicked, evil. And when we want to learn about the horror of sin and the depth of sin, go to the cross. Sin is revealed at the cross, far more than revealed in the law given to Moses for the Jews. Far deeper than the Ten Commandments is the revelation of sin at the cross. To see Christ dying at the cross helps us to see the wickedness of our sin. Why did he do this? Not only because our sin was so wicked, but because his love was so great. Here is the ultimate expression of love. It is at the cross. We do not find God's love because we are prosperous, because we have good health, because life is going along well. Because sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we live in great adversity. And we say, does God still love us? Well, where do we go? Well, we go to the cross and see that there, in giving his life for us, is the revelation of grace and mercy. God said, Jacob have I loved. That love was undeserved. And when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he said, you have I loved, undeserved. He said to me, he has loved me, undeserved. So it was because our sin was so wicked and his love was so great. Thirdly, he went to the cross because his death was the only remedy. Here is the solution. Here is the redemption. Here is the way God's justice could be satisfied, and He could adopt us into His family and grant us forgiveness of sin, grant us access into His presence, grant us acceptance with Him. The death of Jesus Christ is sufficient. It is adequate. It is enough. Nothing more can be done. No amount of human goodness, no amount of human works can possibly save us from our sin. He died because His death, His sacrifice, His offering was the only thing acceptable to the justice of God to bring about our salvation. And when Jesus died, He said, "It is finished." Mission accomplished. And He is proclaiming Himself as the conqueror. He conquered sin. He conquered death. This is the only remedy for sin. He desired to save His sheep, His elect, you and me. It was so strong that He went to the cross and endured that experience of the wrath of God for us. Here is the cross. Here is the death. Here is the sacrifice. Here is the offering. I lay down my life for the sheep. What could be our response to such a Savior, to such a grace and mercy? His death for us is the greatest cause for thanksgiving. Now, we can be thankful for many things, which we do daily, and it ought to be. But the ultimate, the greatest cause for thanksgiving is the cross. Now, many times Christian people are taught to feel sorry for Jesus. Poor Jesus, He died on the cross. Yes, it was suffering, but it was also victory. He died as a conqueror. So we do not let that sorrow be the chief thing in our life. What comes to us is great appreciation. An appreciation that consumes our life and fills our life daily, that gives us our way of life. Thanking Him for being our substitute. Thanking Him for the victory of redemption and salvation. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You laid down Your life for the sheep, that no one could take it from You, but You laid it down and You had the power to take it again. May this season of the year, as we think about the cross, bring to light to us this great, great truth. He laid down His life for the sheep. Thank Him, praise Him, worship Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You sent Your Son here to become human, to become the God-man, the only one who could be the Savior of us. Thank you for that. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you this morning for being willing to go through all the experiences of life here on earth, culminating in the death on the cross. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because we learn in the book of Hebrews that our Lord Jesus Christ offered himself through the eternal Spirit. So to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you thanks for the cross. Thanks for that offering. Thanks for the remedy for our sin. And we live in appreciation for that great truth. And may it bring honor and glory to you, not only now, but throughout the year and throughout the years of our life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.